There were 2 deaths by illicit drugs in Burnaby in January. A report released by the BC Coroner's Service today, March 7, shows 211 deaths were recorded across the province during the first month of 2023, with the total number of deaths surpassing 200 for the 8th time in the last 16 months. The preliminary number for January equals an average of roughly 6.8 deaths each day. This follows data that showed 2022 was the second highest toxic drug death toll in a decade for Burnaby, with 69 reported. Burnaby's highest ever total since 2012 was 81 drug deaths in 2021, which was a 37% increase from 59 in 2020. Once again, our agency is reporting on preventable losses of life in heartbreaking numbers, Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe said in a news release. We are nearing the 7th anniversary of the declaration of the public health emergency into substance-related harms, and the drug poisoning crisis continues to cost lives and communities at an unprecedented rate. Toxic drugs pose a constant and ever-present danger to anyone who uses drugs. Anyone using any substance purchased on the unregulated illicit drug market is at risk of serious harm or death. Illicit drug toxicity deaths by Health Authority of Inari from 2013 to 2023. By BC Coroner's Service. The townships with the highest number of illicit drug toxicity deaths in 2023 to date are Vancouver, Surrey, and Nanaimo. One death in January occurred at an overdose prevention site. Our province mourns the 211 British Columbians we lost in January. They left behind family and friends, who I know miss them every day, Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Jennifer Whiteside said in a separate statement. As we continue to lose loved ones, the effects of the toxic drug crisis remain as some of the most urgent challenges we face as a province. First responders, healthcare, frontline and community workers are changing lives and making a difference. We must continue to support their work. The BC Coroner's Service added there is no indication that prescribed safe supply is contributing to illicit drug deaths.